Welcome to Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcast. I'm not going to do that. What the heck? Okay, welcome to Sweet But Salty. This is the actual Bliss Point of Podcasts. Even though I did some random internet research, I may or may not have Googled myself. No, I was looking for my podcast actually online. And just wanted to check how people can find it if they just type it in. And I found a couple of other podcasts that are very similar when it comes to the title. I was like, oh damn, I'm not that original. But yeah, the title is literally what you get and what I identify with. So I stand by it. And I love Sweet But Salty. I just love it. And it's totally who I am. Now that we got that out of the way, let's talk about the fact that I am as relaxed as ever, or as never, to be quite honest. I'm just so chill. And in German, we have the perfect word to describe that. It's called tiefenentspannt. I don't think there is an English word that can describe how I'm feeling as perfectly as tiefenentspannt. Tiefenentspannt actually means that you're deeply, deeply relaxed. And that's 100% the case for me right now. I'm so chill, and I'm actually in the midst of exam prep, but we have some pretty amazing professors, to be honest, and they're making it very easy for us. If you know, you know. So I'm just totally chill. I'm living my best life right now. Although I have to say, I struggle a lot with having a sleep routine. This lockdown has really, really messed up my sleep schedule. Most of the time, I go to sleep at like 2, 3, or 4 a.m. And I know it's not healthy. I've had my fair share of health issues over the course of the last decades, I have to say. And what I've realized is definitely that some of the, I want to say, health struggles I experience, which often have to do with food intolerances, have to do with a lack of sleep. I'm physically extremely sensitive. I think I mentioned that once, and it's true. I react to many things that other people just find incredibly normal. For example, I cannot tolerate alcohol. How do I know that? Because I literally get hungover from eating the wrong foods. And I don't even have to consume alcohol to feel hungover. So I don't have to have the full-blown toxic alcohol experience. Alcohol is a toxin and it's a drug, in my opinion. So I don't want to get into that. And I'm very, very happy and thankful for the wisdom that I had back when I was 14, 15, when everyone my age started drinking. And I was like, no, I'm not going to do it. I don't see the point, and I hate the taste. I hate the smell. And I'm so incredibly sensitive that I actually react to carbonated water. I don't like it. I only drink dead water. And you may or may not be able to tell that I have absolutely no plan for this episode, because I don't want to say that I procrastinated on recording it, because that's not true. And I've kind of changed my mindset when it comes to procrastination, because now I just say, you know what, I'm just living my life. And if I feel like playing the guitar, if I feel like listening to music for 2 hours, if I feel like doing things like that, I'm just going to do them because I have plenty of time and I appreciate my own organization skills and time management skills, which I've developed over the course of the last years because I basically had to. I appreciate that a lot. And they definitely do serve me well because I make sure to just schedule in plenty of time for stuff like exam prep or writing papers, just anything I want to do. But what I realized is that I tend to put pressure on myself a lot. So when I start a project or when I get really passionate about something, I just start building up that pressure of I have to deliver, I have to be perfect, I have to be on time, I have to upload on the best days, you know, on Instagram, I have to create new content every day for my non-existent audience, pretty much. It's a little frustrating, to be honest. My goal is not to be Insta-famous, it's just, I would really like to reach people. I would really like to reach the right people and have people appreciate my content, because I do put a lot of effort in it. I would just really like for Instagram to like have my back a little bit. But it's really hard when you're a small creator to kind of reach people with your content without paying for it. And I think that the current algorithm really favors bigger accounts and accounts that have already established a follower basis, basically. It's a little frustrating, but I'm just doing my own thing. And I'm basically just creating my Instagram as a portfolio and as a showcase of the person I am, which definitely always involves creativity and deep content, but also a lot of sarcasm and fun. Yeah, so I noticed that even with my podcast, I started putting pressure on myself, you know, wanting to upload on a set amount of days a week, wanting to deliver content that's really cool and kind of new and whatnot. I love that. I love putting effort in things. I love thinking about them and creating stuff that's really fun and lighthearted and deep and that gives people insight into me and my life, but not too much, and the things I care about. But to be honest, I don't want to put pressure on myself at all. So this episode is completely unscripted. I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm rambling on. I think it was my fourth episode that was named Let It Go. That was basically the ultimate antidote to perfectionism. And I really, really enjoyed recording that one because I basically just sat down and talked about stuff that came to mind. And that's what I'm doing right now. Yeah, this serves as a reminder to me, but definitely, hopefully also to you, that sometimes you just have to let go. You know, be tiefenentspannt, be deeply relaxed and just let go of all the things that bother you and know that you've done what needed to be done, that you've put effort in, that you try to do your best. But once you've done that, that's it. You've done your part and you can just emotionally detach. Definitely make sure to detach from any expectations you have, especially if other people are involved. You can't control what anybody else does. The only thing you can control is how you act, how you react, and the energy that you put out, the things you do, the things you say, the person you are, basically. So I'd say focus on yourself, but also just detach and do things that feel right in the moment. Do things that bring you joy and make you think positively and make you feel positively, and then everything else will fall into place. Yeah, and to be honest, I'm starting to wonder where my salt has gone. Because I tend to be kind of a little artsy or a little more thoughtful than intended. I don't know if I'm being too serious. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you want to hear from me. I appreciate you if you continuously listen to this. Thank you. Honestly, I have so much fun putting this out. I have so much fun recording these. And I have even more fun knowing that there's people out there who actually like listening to me. So thanks. Make sure to let me know which topics I should cover. And feel free to make your request as absurd and weird and funny and whatnot as you possibly can. I need a challenge and I need a creative challenge. So I'm looking forward to that. And yeah, catch you next time. Bye.